5 million.
Well, Shambhala, we've distributed about 70,000 magazines so far this month. So I think we'll reach 100,000 in this month. Even though we're getting much harassment from the police, still we're going on.
Why? Why? How did the bars?
They are mostly godless, to the problem. They see us as a nuisance to the public. We're threatening their sense gratification.
What fault did Prahlad have?
Sense gratification. We are accusing.
We are threatening their sense gratification.
So it is bad?
It's bad for their way of life. Just like Prahlad was preaching to his boy school friends. I think almost 20,000 big books so far.
So far means?
Up to this month for the first 3 weeks.
Means there's one more week.
9 days left.
What is your party doing?
What is what?
Your party selling books.
I don't know what the figures are.
Now your line is this, pardon me.
Per capita we distribute more books.
Huh?
Per man we distribute more books than they do.
Huh.
I think per man we distribute more than anybody in this town.
And still they're maintaining this farm.
And building very nice buildings.
Hmm?
Very nice projects they're building.
This project should be advanced. Plain living, I think.
I think we will take around that film of New Vrindavan to all the colleges this year when we are preaching and show it to the students as our practical example.
This is nasty civilization. Unnecessarily increasing necessities of life. Anartha.
We would not have understood you if you said that 10 years ago.
Hmm?
10 years ago, I know I could not have understood you if you had said that. Now I understand a little bit.
I suppose this electric light. So, crude form of light, we grow some castor seed, everything from the earth. This also you are getting from earth, petroleum, and running on machine, and electricity is generated. But really you are getting the impetus from the earth. As soon as the petroleum supply is stopped, everything stops. But for this purpose, you have to search out petroleum from the middle of ocean, boring. Therefore it is ugra karma.
Mm.
The purpose is that you grow some castor seed, press it, get oil, put in any pot, and 1 week the light is there. Light is there. So even understanding that you have improved the lighting system. But that is not the only necessity of my life. But to improve from the castor seed lamp, castor oil lamp, to this electricity, you had to work so hard that you have to go to the middle of ocean and drill it and get out petroleum. And in this way, your real business of life is finished. The energy and the intelligence you got for your self-realization or this precarious position, constantly dying and taking birth in various species of life. This is a problem, and this was to be solved in human life. You have got advanced intelligence. But that intelligence is utilized from castor seed lamp to the electric lamp. Let's try to understand. What is that improvement? And for this improving from castor seed or lamp to electricity lamp, you forget your real business. You lost yours. This civilization is going. This is called Maya. For some fictitious happiness, you lose your own purpose of life. It is difficult to understand, but the fact is this. But you are under the control of nature. You have to give up this body. However, you make very nice arrangement to live here, nature will not allow you to live. You must die. And after death, you are going to get another body. So in this body, working for high-grade electricity lamp, you work so hard, forgot your own business, and next life, by the laws of nature, if you get the body of a dog, then what is going to be? That you cannot check. What is the answer?
Simple living, I think. Simple living.
Now, here is the charge. Now, what is your answer? In this life, you are living very comfortably. In next life, if I am going to be a dog, then this is the child. Now how this class of man will answer it? Can he deny that he is not going to be a dog?
He says he doesn't believe it. He says he doesn't
believe. You believe or not believe? Just like this child, this boy, he does not know anything. But I know, his mother knows, his father knows, that he is going to be a young man. If he says, no, I am not going to be a young man, that is childish. That is childish. But the father, mother, friends know that this boy is going to grow young man, so he should be educated and he should be properly situated. That is the guardian's business. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. And that he doesn't know, that doesn't mean it is fact. Very simply, if rascal says, I don't believe it, then that's not a fact. He is a rascal, mad, he may say so, but that is not the fact. Karanguna-sangasa. The real fact is that you'll have to accept a body according to the quality of Vrindavana.
But what if they say that actually, this life of growing the castor seed is very difficult. Farming is very difficult. It is easier to go to the factory for 8 hours, and then I come home with my money and I enjoy.
Now you enjoy, but by enjoying, if you forget your real business, is that intelligence? Your real business is that you have got this human permanent body to improve your next life. You're going to have a next life. Suppose you are going to be a dog, is that success? You must know the science. Then instead of becoming dog, how shall you become God? That is intelligence.
But But why is it any better to grow castor seed than to dig a well?
Huh?
Why is it any better to grow castor seed than to drink?
No, no, you require lamp. So you finish that lamping business as simply as possible. And the balance time you save, you improve your self-realization. That is the life. Just like this child, he wants to play. He does not go to school, does not take an education, and he improved type of toys he engaged, and improved type of football playing. And then is that very good intelligence?
But nobody works longer hours than the farmer.
Huh?
No one works harder than a farmer. A farmer has to work very hard.
No, our point is that if you think that electricity improvement is better than farming, we have no objection. But if you forget your real business, is that intelligence?
No, of course.
That is our point. Our real business is how to become Krishna conscious. So simply for improving the condition of life, the necessities of life, if I forget my real business, is that intelligent? Separately said, duskriti. Kriti means merit. But merit is being utilized for sinful activities. Take for example the meat-eaters. When man was, the uncivilized man is still there. In the uncivilized way, they're living in the jungle. They require to eat something, so they stone over an animal going, and the animal dies. And then they eat. Now, instead of killing the animal by stoning, if you have discovered scientific machine in the slaughterhouse to kill the animal, is that improvement? If you think this is advanced, now you have discovered a very technical machine. Instead of stoning one animal, killing it takes so much time, hundreds and thousands of animals you can kill in 1 hour. Do you think there is improvement? That is going on. They think this is improvement. When we are uncivilized, we are stoning some animal and killing and eating. Now we are, business is the same, animal killing and eating. But we have improved the machine how to kill. This is going on. This is going on as advancement of civilization. What is your answer? Is that advancement of civilization? Now you are civilized. Instead of killing the animal, you just take milk from it without killing. And make so many nice preparations. That is civilization. But killing is sinful. You have no right to kill any animal, even an ant. Because you cannot give life to anyone. It is nature's law, God's law. So, infringement on the laws of nature or God, it is sinful activities. So you are utilizing your merit for the sinful activity. Therefore, it's called duskriti. Merit is there, but it is utilized for sinful activity. That is defect of the modern civilization.
Srila Prabhupada, I remember once you said...
This question that I believe, I don't, you are rascal. What is the meaning of your belief and not belief? You are after all a rascal. Just like a child will say something, I don't believe. A mother will say, you are a rascal. You must go to school. So, a rascal's belief and not willing. What is the meaning? Mura. This is the law of nature. Tathandehantara prati. An example is given. That this boy will change his body. Dehantara prati. He'll become a young boy, young man. This body will not remain. What is the difficulty to understand? Yes, this body will not. Well, see, he came out of the womb of the mother. That was another body. But these rascals, they do not understand it. It is very difficult to deal with the rascals, that's a fact. But whatever they are doing, our rascals, that's all. One forgetting their ill business. So your son, does he believe that he is going to be a young man? Huh? You believe? Huh? What is your?
I remember once when we were staying at John Lennon's estate, you said to me, at John Lennon's estate, remember? In London. You said to me, the tractor, you said, this is the cause of all the trouble, that it took all the work from the young men, and they went to the city and became entangled in the sense gratification in the cities. So I noticed in the city there's much more passion, but living in the country,
yes, passion, but that must be, when you've got the facility, naturally we are lusty, and we have got the facility, then we take to things.
The country is more peaceful, it's very easier to think of spiritual life.
Yeah. Less disease, less brain taxing, everything is less. So balanced time utilized for Krishna consciousness. And if you have a temple, very happy life. Just part your food, work little and balance time, engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. This is ideal life. You see, minute fibers of the flower. Can anyone manufacture so small fiber? And how brilliant it is. If you study only one flower, you become one God. A machine, which you call nature, from that machine, everything is coming. But how messy is the perfect? And who has discovered this message?
In London you said, they do not know that the butterflies and flowers are painted, but Krishna paints them with thought.
Yes. How you can expect without painting it has come so beautiful? This is foolish. Nature. What is nature? Everything is being done by the machine of Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriyate. Anyway, improve this mode of life. Live in open place, produce your food grain, produce your meal, save time, chantry. Plain living, high faith, ideal life. Artificial necessities of life. Do increase your so-called comfort. And if you forget your real business, that is suicidal. We want to stop this suicidal policy. We don't want to stop the modern advancement of technology. Although the so-called advancement technology is suicidal, but we don't talk of this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a simple formula, chant Hare Krishna. Even in your technological factory, you can chant. What is wrong there? You go on putting on your machine and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
They know that if people take up the chanting gradually, they will give up this technology.
That is, see, of course.
You were actually putting the seeds of their
destruction. Now what is destruction? It is other construction. He lives. He lives forever. This is destruction. He has to change body. But our method, this Tattadeham Puranjarmanai. You don't get any more material body. That is saving. And without this, Tattadeham Taraprati. Then you have to accept another body. So which is better? To accept another material body and no more accepting material body? Which is better? But as soon as you accept material body, you have to suffer. Material body means suffering. But that requires knowledge. If we finish our suffering up to this body, that is intelligent. And if we create another body for suffering, is that intelligent? That you have to, unless you understand Krishna, you have to accept. There is no alternative. Na nati hannamane sari. They're so dull, they cannot understand the simple truth that as a child, boy, is accepting another body. We have to accept another body. They cannot understand. So dull, right? It will take 500 years to teach them these very simple things. Huh? Their education is so advanced. Not from Mura, the word is used. So-called education keeps them as an ass. Cannot understand. Very simple. So everyone is getting milk. How much?
Much as they want.
Huh?
As much as they want.
As much as they want. No, then the jaundice. Too much is not good. They may take minimum half pound per head.
Minimum?
Minimum. And maximum 1 pound. Not more than that. Because there is enough, let us eat enough. No. That is not good. But children must get at least 1 pound. They drink more milk, they become stout and
they get more than 1 pound. They get at least 2 pounds.
Then the life is built up, strong. And nice brain to understand. But do they not see the benefit of the society that we are not killing children? We are maintaining them with sufficient milk. Is it not better civilization? And they are or fear of overpopulation, they're killing. The mother is killing the child. Is that civilization?
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those in the mode of ignorance, they take irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion.
No, religion, there is no religion for them. But there is no morality. Here we are having so many children, we don't grudge that we cannot maintain these children, kill them. We never say that. Never mind. Let them be trained up as Krishna conscious, live comfortably, take milk. So it is better civilization. Running with motor car, what, and killing child. Is that civilization?
Most of these children are not even our own. They've been taken in.
Yes, from that means we
mothers
welcome.
Without fathers.
That means we welcome. And they kill. So why do they not find the distinction between this civilization and their civilization?
They have no arguments against this, except that they want to be free. Some in college.
But they're not free. Yeah. That means they're fools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They're not free, still they're thinking free. That is foolishness. If you are actually free, that is another thing. But you are not free. You are responsible. For even a minute work, misdeed, he is responsible. Where is your freedom? that freedom means ahankara vimunatma karta aham iti manmati. The rascal, police, bewildered, is thinking that he is free. Where is your freedom? Nature is working. If you are free, then why you are dying? If you are free, then do not die. Nobody wants to die. What is the answer?
They will give some nonsense answer.
What is that nonsense?
They would like
nonsense, there must be some sense also.
I think they would like both. They would, like the Christians, they would like to enjoy sinful life and at the same time live forever.
No, no. We don't talk of any sect. We are talking of the general principle.
Their tendency...
Now, the people's tendency, general tendency is, unless he's a madman, nobody is prepared to die. But he has to die.
Well, I accept death as part of life.
Part of life?
Yeah, it's natural, so I'm not afraid.
Then when there is some sign of death, why do you go away? Sit down and die. You don't accept that. You're talking foolishly. You don't want to die. That is a fact. You're talking foolishly that I accept it, but you don't accept. That is the path. But because we have no other way, then you say, I accept it. The real fact is this, that you do not wish to die, but you find that there is no other alternative, then I accept it. So, you can talk like that foolishly, but intelligent matter that you do not want to die.
One time one boy said that. So as soon as he said it, I picked up a stick and went like that. He went, oh! I said, see, you are afraid. Yeah. He was saying, I'm not afraid. So I went, and then he was showing fear.
Maybe a dog is afraid, or to speak of man. The animal, when they're taken to be slaughtered, they cry. So animal is afraid of death, why not man? Everyone is afraid of death.
Prabhupada, they say, why you worry so much about death? We're living, we're enjoying life. Why you worry about death?
Because we are intelligent. I love you, therefore. You'll die and you'll become a dog. So I'm taking sympathy from you. Don't become a dog. Every human being is anxious. The example is given just like a child on a flying kite and is going this way, on the rope, now on the edge of the rope. So one gentleman standing, hey, you fall down. And that is his duty. He says, why you are checking me? Why you are checking me? And because I am a human being. You are foolish boy. That's why I'm checking. That is natural. Even that child is, or the boy, is not his son. But because he's a gentleman, he wants to give him some protection. It is the duty of gentlemen. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to the Indian, that you become perfect and go and give this knowledge to the rest of the world, they are all ourselves. Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropakar. It is Paropakar, humanitarian. You may say, why do you bother? But as a human being, I bother. Every human being will do that. Krishna comes, bothering them. Yadadadadi, dhanmasa, glani. When these become rascals, so I come, again advise them. So those are servants of God, they are also doing the same thing on behalf of God. Their position is therefore exalted. They should be worshipped as God, because doing the work of God. They are not cheating public. Improve this farming very nicely. So the cows, they should be given as much as possible, best cheering. If you simply drink little milk, a little vegetable, that will supply all vitamins. You do not require to take vitamin pills. No, there's no need. It has got all the vitamins. That is admitted. Vitamin A, D in milk, they say so. And fruits, vitamin C. In this way, in fruits, vegetables, grains, milk, all vitamins are there.
If you take milk in other forms, like if you eat cheese, or if you take curd or cheese, is it the same as drinking milk or
any milk preparation? And if you have got enough milk, then keep it as ghee, an open restaurant in the city. Give them nice samosa, kachori. So in exchange you get money, you require little money, so that money will help you. Actually, in India, before this British, the poorer class of man, they were simply keeping, say, a dozen of cows, and that is their means of life. That's all. From the mill, they will eat little milk, then jugad, then what is called? And is another milk?
Casing?
Curd?
No?
Cheese?
Buttermilk.
And buttermilk, yes. And in this way, after drinking and eating so many things, whatever balance is, they churn it and they get the ghee, and that ghee is kept in stock. On the market day, they go to the city and sell it. You'll find in Vrindavan so many cultivators, they have brought ghee. So the inhabitants of the city, town, they require ghee, they purchase. And with that money, they get some necessities. There's like some oil or some spices, salt, like this, which is not available. This way.
How is it they're so keen on buffalo milk in India? Mm-hmm. The Indians, they seem to prefer buffalo milk to even to cow milk.
No, cow milk is not available. Therefore, buffalo milk contains more fat. But milk means cow milk. What is the daily milk?
About 1,000 pounds.
Those who are meat eaters, why don't you inform them when a cow dies that you can take it?
It's illegal.
Hmm?
That would be illegal.
Why? Legal, illegal, that is their means.
That's bad.
But they will get us in trouble.
No, no, that is, they can give us, they are in power, they can do that. But logically,
right. Yes, you're right. If they want to eat, let them take the dead cow.
They take it free. They get without any price. They get the skin. They get the flesh. Let them eat. We are not going to charge for the take it. I maintain slaughterhouse, tell this.
They even object if you let the animals, wild animals, eat the dead cow.
Hmm?
They even object if you let the wild animals eat.
Oh.
They want it buried.
Oh, jackals or fox if they come. They don't like it.
The jackals like it.
No, jackals like it, but government,
government doesn't like it.
Government will like when the jackal takes your animal.
Yeah.
They will eat it, they will not attack somebody else because they are not hungry, they don't attack. Even tiger or any ferocious animal, if they are satisfied, hunger, no hunger, they don't attack. Mm-hmm. In the jungle, tiger and other animals, they live together. When they are hungry, they attack. So at least you can advertise that here is a cow available free. Take it, those who are meat eaters. Get free without any price.
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting.
Hmm?
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting to have to cut cow.
Disgusting?
Yes. If they had to do it themselves, they would consider it abominable.
No, some of them can do it, make business.
Mm.
As they are butchers, as they are selling meat, they can take it. They make more profit. from slaughterhouse if they purchase. They have to pay. But here they get free. The hotel man, they can get free. The tannery expert, he get this skin free. I'm seeing they are eating the lobster. It is so decomposed, it has become exactly like pus, and they are eating. That argument is not valid.
They can't even eat the animal when it is fresh. They never eat beef fresh. It must age for at least 3 weeks. Otherwise it is not tasty.
I remember once there was one man in that he was advertising himself. He was touring from one country to another, and he was advertising himself as being an expert meat eater. And he said, one of his statements was that you couldn't eat a beef steak until it had little white spots all over it. Then it was ready to eat.
White spot means decomposition.
Bacteria.
Fungus.
Yeah.
নানা জনই ভ্রমণ করে কদর্য ভক্ষণ করে তার জন্ম অদপ্পাকৃজা
See the Prabhupada, we can point out all the defects in their system, but then they say, but there is no proof that such a perfect society has ever existed, as you speak of. They say, we have no evidence that such a perfect society exists.
And you can see, come and see with us.
Show them my movie?
You leave me now, Vrindavan, and see.
Then they say, well, that is all right for you, but that is not practical for everyone.
Why not? We are human beings. You are human.
So what is not practical for you? Our system, your system is also not practical for us. We cannot live in this way. Anyway, if you can maintain a perfect community of plain living, I think that is sufficient. And do not canvas, but naturally they will see that this is convenient.
Yeah.
After all that, human being, they are learning. So that is part of our business, to preach, but to practice personally, that is our main business. Practice personally, that is our main business. Not that everyone will be preacher, but at least his whole life be perfect. What is this Kijaya?
I don't know if it's spelled right properly.
Kijai.
Oh.
Isn't it spelled? I'm no Sanskrit scholar, probably.
Guru Vandham Ki. That key should be different.
Oh, yes. K-I?
No, it is not Kijaya. Ki one word, Jaya another. Just like Guru one word, Dhamma one word, simply Ki one word, and Jaya another.
The spelling is correct, or?
Spelling? Yes. But generally, K-I.
K-I. I couldn't find it. I looked in many books, but I could not find Kijaya.
Jaya is Hare.
What does ki mean?
Huh?
What does ki mean?
Ki means policy. Of.
Have you been receiving the past copies of the magazine, Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been receiving the past issues?
Yeah.
Prabhupada read the last issue in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you read through the last issue with the brown cover in Hawaii.
So how you make this double color? Twice printed?
Three times.
Three times.
Red, black, and yellow.
Vrindavan Chandra? No.
Vrindavanath.
Vrindavanath.
Where?
Is that the original farm where you stay?
Oh.
This is the Pujari. Oh. Very, very nice boy. He also makes that nice sandish.
Oh.
Radhanath.
And who makes Singara? Singasan?
Kaladri.
Kaladri makes them. Oh. He's doing some special for it.
They're not giving you.
You have to.
He's doing, it tonight.
He's doing it right now.
Mm.
You'll have tonight.
Not tonight. All right.
They said you wanted it at night. When would you like it?
Mm.
Noon?
Morning.
Breakfast? Morning.
Yes. Yes, midnight. You decorate Krishna very nicely, then you will forget the business of decorating your person. This is the effect. Because people are busy, how to decorate himself? They are spending so much money. Huh? Mm-hmm. But if you decorate Krishna nicely, you will forget this.
You also said if you decorate Krishna and make Krishna beautiful, your heart will become beautiful.
Yes. It is not fashion, it is for our benefit. By seeing Krishna beautifully decorated, he'll satisfy. He'll have no more publicity. Let me go to the market and find out some nice dress and decorate myself. Hundreds and thousands of people in the temple by seeing Krishna nicely decorated, he is satisfied. Everyone is satisfied.
To the Prabhupada, I think Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra are more beautiful than the deities in London.
Oh, yes. definitely.
They're very beautiful, but Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra.
Vrindavan, Chandra is village beauty. And he is London beauty.
Yeah.
It's town beauty.
I have not seen more beautiful anywhere.
Mm.
The jewelry.
Everyone is beautiful. But everyone prays on London beauty.
Yeah. They have not seen Radha Vrindavan Chandra yet.
Hmm?
They have not seen yet Radha Vrindavan.
No, they have seen the picture.
Hmm.
How we can go there?
I can take you.
By car?
By truck.
By truck? You cannot go by car? Difficult.
I wouldn't want to try it in the car. Might get the road is not bad, but it is not quite good enough for a car.
The same way we have to go?
Yes. But the road has been improved.
Oh. No wonder we can go.
When it dries up.
Your father is an architect, I see.
No. He's working in the docks.
Oh. His father came to see me.
He used to show you in his car. He would drive you in his car from the airport.
Yeah.
He's a good man, but he's no intelligence.
No, he'll profit by your activity. Krishna will give concession to your family. Because you are Vaishnava, everyone will get this profit.
In London you said 13 generations.
No, that is special concession. Hiranyakashipu was given such a demon. Yes. Your father is not a demon. He may be less intelligent than the other. So Krishna is prepared to give facility to the demon father of a devotee.
Anyone who gets to render you personal service, Prabhupada, they are most blessed. They are most fortunate.
Anyway, you have got this gel. Utilize it properly, make your life perfect. Ayurve brahmanda brahmite kono bhagavani. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lakani. But we don't say that you starve, you unnecessarily give trouble to your body. No. Sleep nicely, but simply, and save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is our program. Nanda Maharaj, the village man, Krishna was a village boy. Krishna could live in New Delhi, but he didn't like that. He lived in Vrindavan, a village. Difficulty is that it is not plain land. Little trouble, but not very much trouble. So, is there any difficulty of not being a plain land?
It makes farming more difficult on the hill. Takes more time. More work.
Hard work.
That is good.
For Cows, there is no difficulty.
No.
In India, they call it Pahari. Well, they are accustomed to hard one. Those who live on the Himalayan side, they have to work a little hard. Therefore, they are Pahari. You have accepted other children also?
Yes. Well, especially girls who have no husbands. There are quite a few here.
Anyway, you are so kind, you don't refuse anyone. That is so, who is so kind? Unless one is Vaishnava. Nobody is kind. Kripasindu bhaiva. Kripasindu. Ocean of mercy. That is Vaishnava. Never mind what you are. Come here. Stay. Drink milk. Chant Hare Krishna.
The children are doing very nicely.
Yeah.
And they will be our future community.
Oh, yes.
Practically, it is impossible to teach these older boys how to use bowls and how to... It's very difficult. They cannot do it. But I think if we train the children...
As a yes, way. Krishna himself did it. He was king's son, Nanda Maharaj. In the childhood, he was taking care of the cups. And he's grown up little, and then taking care of the cows. Krishna personally showed it. His father could have avoided. No, no, you don't go. The servants let you go. No, he also go. Krishna Balaram both. Balaram has got the plow to till the ground. Krishna has got the flute to enchant the cows. Krishna Balaram. They are not sitting idly. Although Nanda Maharaj could feed them without any work. No. They work. From the beginning of childhood. They would come in the evening and mother would take care of bathing them, changing dress, and then give nice food, and after taking food they would go to rest. Whole day. The what? Krishna never taught that you sit idly. No. Personally, he did not do so. Neither he taught anyone. In Bhagavad Gita, you find. Niyata kuru karmattam, karmadhyaya oja karma. Sarira jatra apite, na prasiddhe. Find out this.
What was that again?
Niyata. You should read Bhagavad Gita so thoroughly for everything. That is good lawyer. Good lawyer means in the court, immediately give reference to the judge. My Lord, see. Such and such law under section, this is there. He is a good lawyer. This. Good lawyer means he immediately gives reference to the section on which he is talking. Immediately judgment is there. If there is previous authority and it is recorded in the law book, then he doesn't require to argue anymore. The judgment is there.
Yeah.
Even in other court, if some judgment is there, they will be accepted. This is law. So a good lawyer means he gives reference on different court with judgment. It makes it easier. Instead of proceeding for a long time, he gives a pen. Here is the judgment, you see. And immediately.
Niyatam guru karma tam karma yajo hi akarmana. Sharira yatra pichate na prasidyet akarmana. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Krishna consciousness does not mean to keep a set up man lazy who cannot work. That is not Krishna consciousness. Everyone must work to his capacity, prescribed duty. They accuse us that we are escaping. Huh? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
We do not escape. We are always busy.
Recently I had the opportunity to see a big hair farm commune, and I was talking to one of the boys there about Krishna consciousness, and they said, under Swami Prabhupada, they said, we've never seen Prabhupada smile. I told them that he has birth, death, disease, and old age, and nothing to smile about.
Well, there are so many pictures. Smiling.
Actually, the smile is the most beautiful.
They have not read your Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
You're smiling here.
Mm-hmm. Not there. What is that?
Purport?
Mm-hmm.
There are many pseudo-meditators who misrepresent themselves as belonging to high parentage, and great professional men who falsely pose that they have sacrificed everything for the sake of advancement in spiritual life. Lord Krishna did not want Arjuna to become a pretender, but that he perform his prescribed duties as set forth for Kshatriyas. Arjuna was a householder and a military general, therefore it was better for him to remain as such and perform his religious duties as prescribed for the householder Kshatriya. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord nor by any religious scripture. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up capriciously without purification of materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensity for lording it over material nature, or in other words, for sense gratification. Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others.
That is not right. Krishna never said to Arjuna that you haven't got to fight. You sit down, I shall do everything. Never said. You have to fight. Nimitta matram bhavasabhasansi. The result is already created by me, but you have to make a manifestation of fighting. just take our Krishna consciousness movement. Within 8 or 10 years, we have developed so much. Is it humanly possible? It is Krishna's plan. But Krishna says that you go and please, take the credit. It is his plan. Actually, everything is done by Krishna. He gives the credit to his devotee. Yes. You know the history of the Detroit temple?
A little bit, not too much.
The temple, it was, that building was constructed at a cost of $2 million. Say some 50 years, 60 years ago. And we purchased it at $300,000. So, when they say that there is a nice house, so I told them, let me go immediately. So I went to the talk with the proprietor. So I liked it very much. It is a wonderful palace. So he asked $350,000. So I talked with him and ask some concession. Then I last bid again. Then I'll give you cash, $300,000. So he said, yes, sir. There was no money. So the Bombay purchase, you know, it was simply speculation. So Krishna is leaving us. For economy, it is not possible. But Krishna gives us all facilities. You had been in that palace, Detroit? Very, very nice. Perhaps the best in our society, eh?
Without a doubt.
London, that is also nice, but not as nice. The building is so strong, and the rooms are so palatial. Big, big room. One room of this size of the whole place.
How big is the temple room?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Temple room's not so big. It's 50 feet long, about 30 feet wide.
Bigger than your double.
Very nice gardens.
Very nice garden. And on the river side.
Can you bathe in the river?
Sometimes,
yes, I can bathe.
You can drive a boat in underneath the house. There's a boat hole. It's like a garage.
All the rich people come by in their yachts all day long and wave Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said we should put a sign up on the boat that they can drive their boat in to the temple,
take prasadam.
Yeah.
And read the books.
I advise them, give that sign up. Please come, read our books and take prasadam. Gradually they will come. Very big garden.
7 peacocks.
Is it stone?
Huh?
What is it? The building is stone? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Marble.
Stone, marble. With golden work.
Mm-hmm. The bathrooms, even the soap dishes are gold. So this is the toilet roll holder. Everything's gold.
Gold wallpaper.
I'm broiled like this. Very costly. Yeah.
They told me that the prasadam room floor alone $300,000 to build.
Yeah.
And you have gotten the whole thing.
Everywhere it is so beautiful, nice, strong, and quite suitable for our purpose. Everyone is living. Still, big three, four rooms, not yet utilized. The climate is also nice, at the present moment, huh?
Yes.
I think the same climate here.
Yeah? Yes, same. Mm-hmm.
There was a large swimming pool. Every afternoon all the...
Yes, besides that there's a swimming pool.
We would go have water fights.
And they have kept five peacocks.
Seven peacocks.
They are very free, moving here and there. And chanting.
They stay in the grounds?
Yeah, they never leave the grounds. They sleep up in one tree.
They're free to move from one tree to another, but they don't go outside. Only complain they're eating flowers.
Yes, they eat all the flowers.
They're also trained, they are not afraid. They're sitting, you go, they're not. They have been tender that we are at home. That animals and any birds can be. That's why these cows, they know that all of you are friends. Animals can understand, even if you can make friendship with tigers and lions. Yeah, I've seen it in that New York exhibition. One man was swinging, he was embracing the lion and playing like dog. I've seen it.
That used to be a circus trick as well. They used to put their heads in the lion's mouth.
Yeah.
They keep them well fed.
Huh?
As long as the lion is well fed, you can put your hand in his mouth. But if you don't feed him, then it is dangerous.
Well, that comes if he's animal. They can understand that he's giving you food. Mm. He's my friend. Love, friendship, everything is there, even an animal.
Except God consciousness.
Hmm?
Except God consciousness.
That is possible in human life. But animal also can become God conscious by association.
Sometimes I've heard you say, Srila Prabhupada, that love only exists between similar categories.
Similar categories, the love is very conducive. Otherwise, love is possible with any living entity. The central object of love is Krishna. That is Vrindavan. The animals love Krishna, the human being love Krishna, the trees love Krishna, the the water, I love Krishna. Everyone loves Krishna. Central point. That is the perfection of love. The deity is kept in the same house? Original? That?
But it has changed. The house has changed since we were there.
Change means?
The hall downstairs has been made into a big area.
But I see the marble pillar.
Yeah, it has a marble altar.
The same altar?
No.
That is the beginning of New Vrindavan. Yeah.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.